I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In today's broadcast, you're going to get the latest update in Andrew Brunson's case. Now, if you don't remember, he's the American pastor under house arrest in Turkey. And later, a pro-life ministry explains why a close vote in Argentina means victory for the unborn. Keep listening, because there's a place for you in every story. We'll start today in Turkey, where the state of emergency has finally run out. But under the recent anti-terrorism law, the government will retain the same power it had during the state of emergency. This power, left in the hands of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, is disguised by the cloak of self-protection. And it could impact the case of American pastor Andrew Brunson. Brunson's facing charges of trying to overthrow the Turkish government, espionage, and terrorism. Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton digs into the details.
The rule of law has sort of faded so that you can be brought in and held, and the chances of being able to defend yourself, the chances of actual evidence and rule of law and truth and justice, those things have been sort of put on the back burner in favor of control by the government of President Erdogan.
And that could spell bad news not only for Brunson, but also his wife.
The news reports are that the prosecutors are expanding the investigation to include not only Andrew Brunson, but his wife, Noreen, as well as two retired U.S. officials.
Right now, it's hard to know if this reflects truth or if it's just another bluff in this political chess game between Turkey and the U.S. One thing we can do is pray for Brunson and his wife, for their courage and the strength of their faith. There's more ways to act in this story. You'll find the details at missionnews.org. Next, radiation remains a challenge 7 years after Japan's nuclear meltdown outside Fukushima. The other day, UN experts called on Japan to help clean up workers who may not have received proper training on radiation exposure. Takeshi Takazawa of Asian Access saw the effects of radiation firsthand during a recent trip. Donning protective gear, he visited a parsonage just 3 miles from the nuclear plant.
Everything was exactly left 7.5 years ago. Their dishes was at the kitchen. We saw a banana was left on the table, and it was already mummified and almost became a pattern of the table.
Although haunting, the Japanese pastor who lived in the parsonage and served that church recently led a training workshop for Asian Access called Leadership in Crisis.
It may not be a nuclear disaster explosion. It may not be an earthquake. It may not be a tsunami. But we all face trouble. But do not be discouraged. Do not lose heart, because he has overcome the world. When you decided to walk with him, trusting God, God will show up and show his love.
And earlier this month, Argentina's senators struck down a landmark abortion bill in a major victory for pro-life advocates. Now, this bill would have allowed abortions within the first 14 weeks of pregnancy. Currently, the largely Catholic nation only allows abortions in cases of rape or when the mother's health is at risk. And the vote was pretty close, 38-31. While this is an encouraging moment for pro-lifers in Argentina, Eric Verstrait, president of Life Matters Worldwide, says it's not over.
This is certainly only the beginning of the continued fight that we have for the preborn. And we're continuing to make strides to make our arguments more winsome, to make our arguments stronger, have them be medically accurate, so that we can just continue to build on the firm foundation from so many others who have gone before us.
Take time to thank God today for the protected lives of unborn babies in Argentina, and ask God to use his church to offer hope and change the hearts of men and women who are struggling with unwanted pregnancies.
The best foundation that we can come is our faith in Jesus Christ, that he is the best pro-life message. He will give us the courage to continue to stand and fight for the unborn, but for all members of society as we raise the level of human value to where it really needs to be.
Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Set Free Ministries is offering a free resource called 33 Affirmations that helps folks discover who they are in Christ. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at the top of the page at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.